Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends justify the means. So if you want to, if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into nice and easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, like almost every show I've been doing lately, the case of the bug up my ass. And this is something that I've been wanting, I've been meaning to talk about, meaning to expose, and this relates to my last topic of double standards, slacktivism. Well, you want to know what slacktivism is? Let me explain to you what slacktivism is before I even get into it. Slacktivism, actions performed via the internet in support of a political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement. For example, signing an online petition, joining a campaign group on a social media website, or a slacktivist. Let me look up slacktivist for you. To refer to simple measures used to support an issue or social cause involving virtually no effort or part of the participants. Slacktivists are usually people that talk out their ass or just parroted things that they heard without doing any type of real fucking research. And the reason why I bring this up, even though I do not support him, I am not going to vote for him for president for different reasons. You have everyone talking shit about okay. Oh, yeah, I did spell it wrong on my own show. All right. Well, I could fix that. Somebody, all right. Yeah, I spelled it wrong. So, you know, I'm, of course, talking about Donald Trump. Everyone likes to hate Donald Trump. And it's like, oh, he's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's this, he's that. I mean, let's just ignore the fact. Let's just say he wasn't winning states. Even though I have a suspicion why he's winning. I think the media is I should really start making this into like a video show. So I'm doing the air quotation marks. They're attacking Trump. So that way more people could support him and look like, oh, look, all these people supporting Trump. They're coming to his defense. I really think he is a tool of the global elite. And he has certain people fooled. Even people within the conspiracy community. He had, not him, because he's an idiot. I believe the people backing him, the true backers, have everyone fooled. But the fact that most of these people, most liberals, most of these people who believe that they're aware and so awake to the so awake to what's going on socially. They're so quick to call him a racist and all that. So here, let me play the clip that started it all. And I'm going to break it down.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems. And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Now, you've tried to clarify this statement.
Okay, basically, he's talking about illegal immigration, which is a problem. In fact, it is true. It is history. Former Mexican president Vicente Fox emptied the prisons in Mexico and told people to go to America. And also there have been many news reports of illegal immigrants breaking into people's houses. In fact, there was this news story on 2020 back in the 90s where they tried to break into this old lady's house. And unless the old lady had a gun, she probably would have been raped, murdered, and robbed. In fact, there was a... Hold on, let me try to find that, that news story about a little girl that shot to, they try to break in, little girl shoots two men. Here it is. Wait, Snopes. Whoops. Okay, never mind. So, man. Let me go play this again.
In recent days, Donald, but I guess the question comes down to this. Do you regret saying that specifically about rapists, or do you stand by it?
No, not at all. Of course, it's not only Mexico. If you let that run a little bit longer, it talks about people coming from all over. They're coming from all over. They'll soon be coming, and probably already have, be coming from all over the world. You're probably going to have people, you're probably going to have terrorists coming from the Middle East. Somebody said, oh, we don't have terrorists. They don't even know, because they don't know who's coming. So we have this open border. It's a sieve. It's like water pouring through. People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. We have no idea who's coming in. And it's not just Mexicans. And I have a great relationship with Mexico and with Mexicans. I have an absolutely great relationship. But we're not just talking about Mexico. Now, Mexico is very smart. You know, Mexico makes it impossible. It's one of the hardest nations in the world to become a citizen of, okay? But people run through Mexico. They go through our border like nothing. They end up, we don't know who these people are. But all you have to do is you should do a show from the border. Talk to the border security. You will see the kind of people coming. You'll see the kind of crime that's being committed. And we're taking these people. And by the way, just to finish on that.
Okay, and he made the point. You know, Mexico has defends their border with guns and a fence. They don't stand for illegal immigration themselves. Yet someone talks about, okay, let's defend our borders. At the same time, let's defend our sovereignty. Yeah, Christy in the chat room says, won't other countries let us go live there? And how come they aren't accused of being racist for not letting us move there? Why won't other countries let us go live there? And how come they aren't accused of being racist? Yet, someone says, hey, how's about we protect our sovereignty as a nation? How's about we protect, how's about we enforce the fucking law? You're racist! You're talking shit about Mexicans! Okay, look, as a Puerto Rican, who's had tons of dealing with Mexicans, true. The majority of Mexicans that come here want to work, want to have a better life, because in Mexico, shit is so fucking corrupt, you can't get ahead over there. So they have to come here, and they want to bust their ass and work. But that doesn't mean they should be allowed to break the law and come in here. Not anyone. No one. I don't care if you're Canadian. You shouldn't come up, be able to, like, sneak in here, grab a job. No. And I think, and that whole idea of, oh, there's some jobs certain Americans don't want, is such bullshit. Because you're just making an excuse for companies to be exploitative. Correct me in the chat. Correct me in the comments in the chat. You know what I'm trying to say. You're making an excuse for them to be like, oh yeah, you know, no Americans want to take this, so. Like, let's hire illegals and pay them a shit wage. Like, tell me, is that evil or not? I mean, you have people working in the hot sun picking food for what? $2 an hour? Maybe less? Maybe a little bit more? Christy in the chat was like, some of us would take any job, but we were pushed out of society and no one will hire us. Yeah. But it's so easy to call someone a racist. It's so easy. Like, again, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not. I don't like Trump. I don't. But I don't like him. Let's. You know what? Let's go to his website, Donald J. Trump. .com. Oops. DonaldJTrump.com. I'm gonna go through his positions. Some of them I agree with. Maybe, like, instead of, like, and this is shit that Ron Paul has said. How's about we, we're in trillions upon trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, how much is the U.S. in debt? We're at $18.96 trillion in debt. In fact, debtclock.org. Let's go at the debtclock.org. Oh, the debt clock is at $19.2 trillion. The U.S. national debt. Yeah. We could reverse that if we put taxes on Chinese goods. China needs us more than we need them. And here's another. I mean, and let's not forget the fact that manufacturing has left this country. So, let's go into there. I mean, look, some positions I agree, some positions I don't. I do believe that there... I'm trying to find here. I'm going to go one by one and pick it apart for you guys. Okay. Healthcare reform to make America great again. This is from DonaldJTrump.com. Since March of 2010, the American people have had to suffer under the incredible economic burden of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Which is true. Me, currently, I pay $364 a month for a shit-ass HMO. And it's no secret, when the government gets involved with anything... Education, medicine, the Social Security. It is so mismanaged and it becomes, and they're so wasteful. Why do you think education costs so much? Because by law, a college has to take more people paying by cash than people paying by, they have to take in more cash from, you know, out of pocket expenses than people paying with loans, like federal student loans, for them to be able to be allowed to take federal student loans, which is why if they want to make more money, they have to increase tuition. So tuition costs would drop if they abolished that stupid law. That's one way. The Affordable Health Care Act, it, once you get the government out of the way, let the free market deal with the... And I'm talking about true free market capitalism. Something that's not controlled by human beings, not controlled by people, controlled by the actual market force, by people buying and selling. Like, let's say, okay, look at plastic surgery. Like, in or like that, they can't take insurance for a lot of those procedures. that are not medically necessary. Why you think a lot of fake tit doctors that advertise in the New York City subway system, oh, you could refinance, or you could have financing and all this, they do all that stupid shit. Because insurance doesn't pay for you to get new titties. I know, it sucks, huh? But in order for these plastic surgeons that rebuild titties, the $5 million dent, we can rebuild it. We have the technology. So, like, in order for them to stay competitive, they either got to lower their rates, or they got to offer certain incentives to make themselves more attractive. That is the free market. That is the blessing of competition. Like that old, there was that old Lending Tree commercial. When banks compete, you win. Competition is good for the consumer. If you let healthcare, in fact, you would make it more attractive for them to become more innovative and develop more things that more healthcare techniques that are cheaper, safer, and less invasive or whatever, perhaps very cheaper and safer. If it's worth their while to cut their costs, so that way they can offer their patients savings. Like, imagine, there's so much technology out there. There's so many medical breakthroughs already out there. Like, honestly, I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, there's some, you know. Like, imagine the person that comes out with cures for stuff. How much more money is he? Imagine how much money you would save. Imagine how much money you would start saving, or as a business you would save, if, okay, we're just gonna cure cancer. Like, no, fuck this whole the radiation, the chemotherapy that's actually killing you. Just bada bing, bada boom. Here's a pill. You're cured. Go back to work tomorrow. Imagine how much of less of a burden that would be on the system, where you could actually tackle other things. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I'm all for free market solutions. I believe taking care of the issue once and for all, coming up with cures, is a lot better than coming out with treatments, basically clogging up shit. My father had cancer over the winter, multiple myeloma, and he had to get radiation, and luckily they were able to catch it on time. And they only did radiation on one
spot. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bye. They didn't. And he did that whole, like, let's go get a second opinion type shit. Because, you know, they admitted that doctors have been diagnosing people with cancer. So that way they could do the expensive procedures for no reason. That's been admitted. And they especially love to do that shit to brown people. Damn, I just went on the official tangent of the world. Like, I'm just going about these people that hate Trump for fake reasons. I don't believe Trump is racist. I believe he's a fool. I believe he could be easily manipulated. I believe he's being controlled by the New World Order. Or by... And, you know, yes, I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist. I believe that there is such a international cabal of elites trying to push a New World Order. It would be almost stupid not to even believe that that's happening. Of course that's happening. So, let's continue with this clip here.
It's common sense. They don't want these people, so they send them to the United States. Because the United States is run by stupid people. We have stupid leadership. We have incompetent leadership that doesn't know what it's doing. So we take them. And certainly we do have killers and plenty of other problems coming over. We take...
What is he saying that is wrong? Like, and in fact, everyone was so happy. Well, El Chapo said, oh, I'm going to put a hit on him. You just proved him right, you dumbass. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You just proved him right. They're bringing drugs in here. And by they, I mean a lot of illegals, they come in here, they fuck shit up. What about that poor girl that got murdered in a sanctuary city in San Francisco? And he was, what, deported many times and he kept sneaking back in? Why is that okay? Why is even talking about that? Oh, you're a racist! You're a racist! They did the same shit to Ron Paul. And this is how stupid people are. Ron Paul actually delivered a baby from a mixed couple. An interracial couple. No one knows that. No one knows that. You can do an easy Google search. They're talking about it. No, at that time, no other doctor wanted to deliver their baby. Ron Paul was the only one, and they called him racist. Because he's like, we gotta defend our borders. It's like when you talk about defending yourself, you're viewed as a nutcase. As someone, like... And you know what? And this is how... And you know what? I saw a video of some comics taking kickboxing lessons. Why? Why learn how to defend yourself? If it's so wrong. Like, oh my god, this is so much fun. Whee! Yeah. I believe in having the right to defend myself. You're a racist! You're racist. I can't hear you. You're racist. Neither, neither, neither. Like, lazy, slacktivist scum. Do your fucking homework. Like, do you know Donald Trump fired someone from his show because they said the N-word? Okay. Oh, wow, this came out 7 hours ago. Daily Mail. Look, I'm just, you know what? I'm doing the research on air for you so you can hear it. Just the endorsement Ted Cruz wants. Former Trump aide fired for using N-word about Al Sharpton's daughter backs Reagan conservative Texas senator. Whoops! A former longtime aide to Donald Trump who lost his position over racially charged Facebook posts switched sides Monday in the Republican presidential sweepstakes, saying he now backs Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Sam Nunberg told Politico's Morning Playbook newsletter that Donald Trump does not have a coherent political ideology. If any, I would describe him as a Chris Christie Republican. In a phone interview with the Daily Mail, Nunberg summed up his disappointment with his former boss's recent foreign policy turns by saying that our electoral chances with him as the nominee are close to nil. Ted Cruz is a Reagan conservative. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Nunberg got the axe in August after cryptic Facebook post was discovered dating back to 2007, in which he wrote, "Meeting Reverend Sharpton today, no joke. He will tell him that his daughter is a nigga." Would a racist be like, "Yo, oh, he's a racist, but he fired someone for saying calling Al Sharpton's daughter the N-word. He's a racist. He's a sexist. It's so, these words are so easy. You can say it to anyone, and it's done, and it's not used because you believe someone's actually a racist or a sexist. You do it because it puts the other person that you're calling these names to on the defensive. Because you try to make them prove themselves that they're not a racist. Oh, while saying, see, why are you trying to fight? Why are you fighting so hard? Oh, you're a racist. No matter what you say, you're a racist. I'm not a racist. See, you're crazy. You're crazy. Look how you're acting. Like, how? Come on. Like, I'm just saying, you know. And then you see all these memes. Like, I had to talk to my uncle. I'm like, look, because he posted this thing. Oh, Donald Trump said Puerto Ricans are his least favorite Mexicans. He never said that shit. Yeah, people are sharing this all around Facebook and the internet like he actually said that shit. If you hate Trump, hate him for real shit. I'm not voting for him because he's not a libertarian. He's not. I want someone who is for no government control or minimal government control. The role of government is to make sure that the roads and bridges are kept in good repair, national defense, printing of money, shutting the fuck up. That is it. And perhaps delivering my mail. I'm not sure about that. But hell, we could privatize that shit and have it work better. Perhaps even for less money. Yeah, let me get back to this.
Like them because other countries don't want them. We're like a dumping ground. The United States, Aaron, is like a dumping ground for the world's problems. So absolutely I wouldn't change that.
So you absolutely wouldn't change it. And specifically when you said they're rapists and some, I assume, are good people. But you don't have any regrets about that word, rapists.
And some are good and some are rapists and some are killers. And we don't even know what we're getting. And they're not just coming.
He makes a good point. We don't know what we're getting. You're just having these fucking people come willy-nilly. We don't know whether they have diseases. We don't know whether they're are rapists or murderers and shit. We don't know. We have a system in place already. We want the best and brightest. in this country. Like, you want to come in the right way, not the white way, the right way. There's a system in place where you have to learn our history. And get me straight, everyone should know the history of America, American history. If you're an engineer, if you have some idea, if you're an inventor, come in the right way. Come here. You're welcome. No one's against proper immigration. People have something against the disrespectful motherfuckers that come in, break the law, and then they don't appreciate shit, and here's the fucked up shit, they act entitled. I've seen it.
Coming from Mexico, they're coming from all over. So certainly you know that's true. And from a common sense standpoint, you know that's true.
Donald, today, as you know, Univision cut ties with Miss Universe, which you partly own. They cited your insulting remarks. And the Washington Free Beacon, I don't know if you saw this, they actually took something from Instagram that a Univision executive posted. And it's a picture. Let me describe it to you. Your face is on the left. The Charleston shooter's picture is on the right. So it's the two of you in a split screen. And the caption is, quote unquote, no comments. What do you say to that?
I think it's disgraceful. And by the way, they have a huge legal liability. You know, we're going to be suing them anyway. When he put that up,
that is so unfair. Like, who has Donald Trump shot? What black person has he shot? What black person has he had killed? I haven't heard anything to that. Nothing. I haven't heard anything. Comparing to someone who actually did murder people based on color, it's such a lazy fucking cop out. I don't agree with him. You're a racist! No, defenders prove that you're not racist, even though I accused you. You're a racist. No matter what you say, you're a racist. Faggots.
He then took it down. He's got tremendous liability. Univision is very upset, and probably not so upset to me, because when they called me today, they were so apologetic. They called me up this morning. They were so apologetic. They don't have the right to cancel this contract. They're in default. They signed it in January. It's a five-year deal. They have no termination rights, so they're going to get a tremendous lawsuit for tremendous amounts of dollars, and they understand that. When they called me this morning, they were apologizing because they know they don't have the right to do this, but they want to make sure that Mexico's happy. Mexico's not happy with me because I talk about the trade deals all the time.
So the length of the border, just about...
Boom. I don't really understand the trade deals yet, but the whole we got fucked on NAFTA. It's because it's uneven. They don't take, they're not buying American goods. We're buying all Mexican goods. We're buying all Chinese goods. They're not buying enough American-made goods to even out, to make this deal worthwhile. As far as the specifics, I don't understand it yet. Economics is kind of hard for me to understand. But as far as the trade deals, that's basically the nitty-gritty of it. We're buying more than we're selling. That we're buying more than they're buying up from them.
2,000 miles, right? 1,954. The General Accounting Office did an analysis about 5 years ago, and they said their estimate of what a fence would cost is $3.9 million a mile. You know math, Donald, as well as anyone. That's $7.6 billion. You've said Mexico would pay for that. Are you going to get them to pay $7.6 billion?
The answer is yes, I will get Mexico to pay because, frankly, they are taking so much money out of the United States hide. They are taking so much money for us. That's peanuts compared to the kind of money that you're talking about. Plus, you don't need a wall for the entire piece because we have wonderful people, Border Patrol people, that can do the job. But you do need walls in certain sections without question.
And here's the fucked up thing. You're not letting Border Patrol is not being allowed to do its job. In fact, wait, you have Border Patrol... They were shot at by Mexican army? Ah, here it is. From judicialwatch.com. Dated back in, May 2015. Department of Homeland Security records detail Mexican government helicopter crossing border and firing on Border Patrol. Let me read that again. Department of Homeland Security records detail Mexican government helicopter crossing border and firing on Border Patrol. The Mexican helicopter crossed into U.S. airspace before firing on U.S. Border Patrol personnel. The Mexican government initially denied that the attack near Arizona's San Miguel gates occurred, but later admitted to the armed incursion. Customs and Border Patrol documents were released in response to a July 9, 2014 Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act FOIA request to Customs and Border Patrol seeking any and all records regarding, concerning, or related to the June 26, 2014 incident near Sells, Arizona, on the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation during one or more Mexican military helicopters reportedly entered U.S. airspace and fired shots in the vicinity of U.S. Border Patrol personnel. You damn right we need to start defending our borders. In fact, a lot of times the Mexican army has entered into the United States. In fact, here back in July 27, 2011. This is from ABC News. Here, let me even play this. Let's play this clip here. As it's loading. It's loading.
The effort by Mexico to crack down on its ruthless narcotics organizations has created a wave of violence that has terrified the people of Mexico and Americans just across the border. Neighbors in this quiet Phoenix community had no idea what was happening in...
No, okay. More than 30 soldiers in Mexican army crossed the border into Texas in Humvees on Tuesday before being processed and allowed to return to Mexico. According to Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Rick Poza, the accidental invasion occurred when 33 soldiers and 4 Humvees started crossing the bridge across the Rio Grande at Donna, Texas, and then realized they couldn't turn their vehicles around without entering the U.S. But of course, Donald Trump's a racist. So, I like the music. All right, fine. I'll stop it. So, anyways, yeah, I think that's all I got, man. I just wanted to have that rant. It's like, really, just do your own goddamn homework. Like, how hard is it? Like, honestly, you have to question what the media feeds you. Like, at least, like, you know, whenever there's an article and, like, it sounds too good to, like, prove my point, I Google it, I try to find the source where it's said, and if it's on, like, a joke site, because a lot of this shit has been said on, like, The Onion and other satire comedy sites, and it's passed, and people take it and pass it around like it's real news, and people fucking believe that shit. Slacktivism. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. As always, please like, share, comment on this. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, you know, how I can make a better for you. So anyways, also, I have a show coming up in 2 weeks. I will be performing at Broadway Comedy Club Saturday, April 16th at 6 p.m. It's located at 318 West 53rd Street, New York City. For tickets are $20 plus two drink minimum. Call 212-726-2496. All the details are on my Facebook group, facebook.com/LouisBComedy. And you can follow me on the Twitters, twitter.com/LouisB1. Hell, follow me on Instagram, Louis at LouisB1. So, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my joke, donk.